This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. This is Grant Thompson right here, and you're listening online at northsound1.com/listen again. Coming up on this week's podcast, lots of stuff. Andy and Craig on the big drive home talk about sheds and how they can actually be good for a man's health. Interested to see how that one's going to pan out. We're talking wind, and on Greg's Eat Breakfast with Grant and Yaz, it was 80s icons Pepsi and Shirley. You can hear what happened when they popped in for a chat. The full interview is on our website, northsound1.com/listen again. We'll have another wind-up call from Robin Galloway, but let's begin by talking about sheds, as in garden sheds. You heard me right, and how they can be actually good for your health.
They have done a survey and some research, and some boffins have looked into it, and they have discovered and found out that if a man has a shed, it makes him more healthy. Apparently,
healthy?
Yes, apparently, men are not too interested in diet and exercise and things like that. But if he has a shed, a man will be healthier because he spends time in there pottering.
Well, he's less stressed and he can hide from the family, I would imagine.
Exactly what they said in the survey.
I'm away to fix something.
Exactly. I don't have a shed, but I have a garage and I can spend hours in my garage.
Yes.
And I'll come back into the house and my wife will say, what have you been doing? And I'll say, you know what? Nothing really.
Just standing in a dark garage.
Having filing my sandpaper, putting my washers in the little shelves.
Yeah.
Have you or have you not, Craig McDonald, got a bar in your shed?
You could argue that.
Have you got beer mats in your shed?
Yes, I do.
Have you got paraphernalia that would lead people to think that that was some kind of bar in your shed?
I have that,
Thank
yes.
you. Case for defence rests. What have you got in your shed? I'm just curious to see what other people do in their sheds.
Yeah, there might be something interesting in their sheds.
People might have...
Don't go and break into them, though.
No, please don't. I always find out that it's
not
your
mine.
Shed first. Don't break into Craig's shed. Have you got something interesting in your shed? One of my neighbours had a hot tub in the shed.
Really?
Yeah. It's important.
That was a small hot tub then.
No,
that was a bath.
That was a big shed.
Do you know, I don't know how this works for me, but the only thing that's in my shed at the moment is junk. I don't know what that says about me. Andy and Craig on the big drive home. Apparently, having a shed can be good for a man's health. Who would have thought it? This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for downloading or for listening online at northsound1.com/listen again. It's a free download from North Sound 1. This is Grant Thompson here, coming up another wind-up from Robin Galloway. And on The Breakfast Show, myself and Yaz, I was looking after things for Gregsy for a few weeks. We had 80s icons on the show. Here's what happened when Pepsi and Shirley, now you might know them, they were the backing singers for Wham back in the day. Here's what happened when they popped into the show. Step back in time, it's Pepsi and Shirley on the show this morning. Guys, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Wow.
Well, it blew us away.
Sure, there's only two of you there. Okay, right. Well, I want to talk about the 80s because I remember the 80s. Grant doesn't really remember
not
the 80s.
Really, not.
I'm so, yeah.
A baby.
Do you know what? Yeah, he actually told me his mum's like only about 7 or 8 years older than me, and it freaks me out slightly.
But, without making you guys
Jenner
sound.
Age.
Oh,
how
horrible.
Old are you, Grant, then?
22.
So do you remember anything about Wham at
all?
No,
you
know? You
funny
wouldn't.
You should say that.
My daughter's 22.
When I told my mum, I was interviewing you guys, and she said, oh my God, can I come? I said, no.
Your mother has taste.
Yeah. Fine woman.
Do you know, to be honest, he was listening to Wham in the car yesterday, weren't you, Grant?
I've got the...
That helps.
Obviously, you guys
and
are here
too. What are your thoughts on that, Grant?
Well, you guys are here to plug the new album, the finale, you know, 25 Year Anniversary of Wham. So I got a copy of the album.
Right.
I'm now addicted to Young Guns, Bad Boys,
nice.
And Club Tropicana. Oh.
Nice. Now you're talking.
What a bass line in Club Tropicana.
Yes.
What do you miss the most about the 80s? What would you say? Have you got
shoulder pads?
Yes. Oh, my God. Do you know, I used to be really embarrassed with my mum's shoulder pads. But now shoulder pads are coming back in.
Oh,
I think.
Well, if you want to see some shoulder pads. If you go to shirleykemp.com, okay. I photograph some of our Wham clothes.
Oh, brilliant.
And
oh,
wow. I think the jacket is about four foot wide on the shoulders.
I know, it's like American footballer style.
Yeah, it's American footballers. It's ridiculous.
Why we thought that was actually a good look?
I have no idea.
I blame it's, Dallas.
Like, the
dynasty.
Dallas, absolutely. Yeah. Joan Collins, yeah.
So when you were like backing singers to, of course, Wham, did you not ever feel like the urge to, I always wanted to ask backing singers, did you not ever feel the urge to get to the front of the stage, sort of grab the microphone off George and just sort of take over?
No,
no,
because
really?
He was doing it very well.
He was doing it very well. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was all about timing for us. I mean, there was a point where you're thinking, oh, I really want to go up and do a bit more, you know,
yeah,
we didn't really feel like we were doing much.
Like Yaz was talking about this earlier on, we can't imagine you guys being apart. You don't live together.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes we do.
I think the term soul sisters is actually true for us.
Soul sister.
You're not going to spend Christmas together, are you? Because I know, Shirley, you're married to the lovely Martin Kemp.
I am, yes. What a Christmas present that is.
That was a Christmas present and a half when that happened. Yeah.
How does it feel? The last Christmas song gets played every single Christmas. Do you ever get bored like when you're in Tesco's?
Never.
You're walking about and you hear that?
Never.
Look, like I said, I live in the Caribbean. There it is, boiling hot, and you're in the supermarket, and guess what comes on? Last Christmas. And, twinkle sounds and snow and all that. But, yeah, all over the world.
I actually love the way George sings that. It's so gentle. Yeah, it's kind of so sweet.
You can hear the full interview, by the way, because they spoke for like 20 minutes online at northsound1.com/listen-again. On there, you'll find the interview section, and you can listen to Pepsi and Shirley speaking to myself and Yaz from The Breakfast Show. Honestly, 20 minutes in length. Those girls can talk. This is Grant Thompson with the best of North Sound 1 podcast, and it was very windy during the week in Aberdeen. We escaped most of the weather, actually. Not very wet up here, just very windy. And here's a highlight of the wind. That sounds wrong. From Andy and Craig on the big drive home.
Now, the snow hasn't arrived yet. To be honest, a lot of the bad weather that seems to be hitting the rest of Scotland hasn't arrived here yet either. It seems to be really strong winds and driving rain everywhere else.
It's about like 50 mile an hour winds down in the central belt. Yeah, I've got a thing through from Traffic Scotland saying the Forth Road Bridge is close to double deckers.
Other kinds of chocolate bar allowed through, I presume then.
Other types of chocolate and biscuits are available. This is Grant Thompson with the best of North Sound 1 podcast. Robin Galloway's back every Sunday with Galloway Sunday. And here's a classic Robin wind-up. You might have heard this on Greg's Eat Breakfast during the week. Robin is a little bit sneaky when it comes to patching people's phones together. And here's what happened when he done it with Directory Inquiries.
Directory, how can I help you?
Hello, Directory Inquiries, may I help you?
Hello.
What's your name, please?
Hello, it is Ruth. How am I getting you?
Hello, Ruth. What about you?
Yes, hello.
There's another one come through.
Another one through? Who's that now?
It's Cecil. I'm looking for a number of Curl Up and Die in Crossmaloof.
Curl Up and Die, D-Y-E, yes?
Yes.
Do you have a street address for it at all?
It's 69 Balshagney Avenue.
You've dialed Directory Inquiries. Do you need a number?
Curl Up and Die?
If I think it's you again.
It was me, ma'am. I apologise. I think there was a cross line there. Something came through on another call. I do apologise about that, sorry.
I'm a man.
Hello? Hello, can I help you?
I keep hearing different voices.
Yeah, I can hear somebody else speaking as well. Which name, please?
It's all right, I'm being served.
I think she's lost you. Can
no,
I?
No, I'm still here. We got a cross line here.
I'm ever so sorry, thank you.
That's okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm still here.
What's your name, please?
Oh, who's this?
Directory Inquiries.
Yeah, we seem to have a cross line.
What do you want? Am I being charged for these calls?
I can't tell you that, I'm afraid.
Which name, please?
Curl Up and Die in Crossmaloof.
Cross Millies?
No, Crossmaloof.
Curl Up and Die. I take it that's a hairdresser.
Yes, that's right. It's in Crossmaloof.
Which name, please?
Oh, for goodness sake, what's happening? I keep getting passed on to different people.
This is Directory Inquiries. You've rang us. How can I help?
This is Cecil.
Which name, please?
Who's that?
Directory Inquiries.
Hiya.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Curl Up and Die.
How may I help you?
Please, I wish somebody would.
You rang up beforehand.
Yes.
And there was music playing.
Oh, well, I'm back now. Hiya.
This is Directory you're speaking to.
Yes.
Which name, please?
Which name, please?
I've got two people.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hiya.
Which name, please?
There's a very loud lady on now.
How can I help you?
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good.
Right, speak to the operator on 100. I'm only Directory, so okay? Thank you.
Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist.
Who's that?
Andrew.
Andrew, where are you sitting? Cross line.
Which name, please?
Hello.
Which name, please?
Oh, I like your accent. Is it Welsh?
No.
Which name, please?
Which name, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Which name, please?
Now, who is this?
It's through the Directory Inquiries. How can I help? How can I help?
Which name, please?
And now, who's this?
Just the end of call there. I've got this one, all right?
Okay, no problem.
Right. We crossed lines in here this morning, sir. It's just I don't know what's going on here. Don't worry about it. Hang on.
I'm hearing different voices.
Yeah, so am I.
E118500, which name, please?
There's a woman now.
Yeah, I hear that.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here, yeah.
I've got a man on the line as well. There's two of you.
Crazy.
Thank you for calling.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Which name, please?
Oh, there's a man on now.
How can I help you?
I was talking to a lady.
You're talking to a lady?
Yes. Was it your wife?
No, it wasn't my wife, no. Is that you?
Is this all part of the service?
This isn't, did you phone directory inquiries, did you?
No, there was a lady phoned my house. What's your name, young man?
My name's Patrick.
Oh, Patrick, can I just thank you and your colleagues for brightening up my day?
No problem. All right, I'll have to go here.
Give my best to your wife.
What's happening?
I don't know. I was just that eager to get talking to you.
This is North Sound 1.